Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, and welcome to an all-star edition of Ballin', featuring Drew Ebanks of onpointbasketball.com, also Veronica Harris of On Point Basketball and Ballers of TO, and special guest and weekly guest, Jerome Junkyard Dog Williams, JYD. Where's your usual bark?
And
we have another special guest. We have another special guest. Do you want to reveal yourself?
I can. It's Ashley Neville, a part of the Champions Basketball Network, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys.
Yeah, and before we start this edition of Ballin', JYD and Ashley, tell them about CBN, the Championship Basketball Network, and you guys have big news. So, JYD, over to you.
No, obviously, you know, Smart Ash is headlining Champions Basketball Network along with myself, just really bringing a different perspective just from a standpoint of basketball, meaning the global presence of one network that just focuses on it itself, which is the game of basketball from high school, pros to college, really just doing it all. And having a lot of fun, so we're glad to be on the Ballin' podcast with Barn Burner and collaboration with On Point Basketball.
All right, so welcome to an all-star edition of Ballin'. Here we're going to talk about the sizzling, red-hot Houston Rockets, 14 wins in a row, JYD. Let's start off with you, 14 wins in a row. And by the way, JYD, you were a former player. Did you ever do the move that the beard, the famous beard James Harden did on Wesley Johnson? Have you ever pulled off a move like that?
You know what? I think we've all pulled off that move if you play in the NBA. You've had to have broke somebody down to their knees, you know, like that in order to make it to the NBA. And I'm just fortunate enough that I didn't have to have the type of social media that's going to be out these days back in the day, because Wesley Johnson is going to be known in the universe of social media as the ultimate ankle break, knee fall down. I mean, he's the CP3 of this year versus Steph Curry.
All right, Smart Ash, your take.
I thought it was jaw-dropping. I was just like, did that just happen? I'm like, man, this guy is going to be buried for the next couple years of his life, if not forever. I mean, you see where the Jordan meme has gone now. You know, it's going to be a classic forever, and this is going to be another go-to, and probably one of the most disrespectful things I've seen. It's the fact also that one of his teammates wanted to try to maybe goaltend the shot, you know, maybe look at it, make it look a little less worse than it did, but that was amazing. I mean, I think as a basketball fan, we love seeing stuff like that, as disrespectful as it is. That was just classic James Harden doing his thing and then looking at him like, what are you doing? Are you going to get up and defend me? And then drills the three-pointer right in his face. That was a statement. That was a statement right there, where if you're even doubting his MVP status, think again.
All right, that's my next question.
Hey, Drew, I want to say this. Let me get some on-point, you know, reaction from Captain Canada himself. Drew, I think that you can attest to this. It was the bench's reaction to the move that sent the whole play into, you know, the replay atmosphere of the unit.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's always the bench. I mean, it's the bench guys are always the ones that set the tone. You see the reaction. I remember, a year or two ago, they had that thing in college basketball where they had I forgot what team it was, and the bench there was just doing some crazy, like, after big play celebrations, and it continues there with Houston. As Ash said, that was a disrespectful play. I mean, the fact is he waited there about 10 minutes, waited for Wesley to get up, and what kind of effort was that from Wesley? I mean, the man didn't even try to, you know, at least get up as quick as you can and run it back out. And I got sent a note today about an apparent Wikipedia entry. I'll just read it quickly, guys. Wesley Jamar Johnson is American professional basketball player for the Los Angeles Clippers. of the National Basketball Association. He played college basketball for Syracuse and Iowa State, selected fourth overall by Minnesota. Johnson died on February 28, 2018.
No.
After James Harden took him and put him in a body bag. He could not be rushed to a nearby hospital as his ankles were glued to the ground. Wesley's funeral will be held. Here's this one. Check this one out at the end, the last sentence. Wesley's funeral will be held in the secret tunnel that Chris Paul used to get to the locker room. There you have it, JYD. Obituary.
All right, now getting back to Houston, 14 in a row, okay, are they sort of, everybody's talking about Golden State, but are the Houston Rockets, let's go first with Veronica, are the Houston Rockets going to go to the finals and pass Golden State? And what about the Beard? Is he the lock for the MVP?
You want to know what? I think so. I believe so. And this whole stare down, breaking the ankles, I think it solidified his MVP win. So, I mean, again, it is disrespectful. I honestly do feel bad. I really, really do. I've watched it 10 times this morning, and each time I felt just as bad as the first. But that's the game. I mean, as JYD and Drew were saying, you don't even have to look at the play. Just look at the bench. How did the bench react? And you already know what happened, right? Is Houston going to beat Golden State? Yes. Yeah, I really think so. And it's going to be a really exciting series between Golden State and Houston to head to the finals. So I can't wait for it. Let's see what the Bears got. Let's see what else he pulls out of his hat. Who are they playing in the finals, guys? I'm not quite sure yet, so we're going to have to wait and see. We'll see if, how tonight goes.
Smart Ash, same question.
I don't have any questions, but I do want to say that I think the Rockets have all the pieces they need to be able to compete against the Warriors. PJ Tucker, they got a lot of three-point shooting. Eric Gordon, who did a lot of work for them off the bench and then also done a lot of work while CP3 has been out with injuries, James Harden out with injuries. He's been holding it down, and I'm really liking what I'm seeing from them. They're clicking. I know everyone wants to say, well, James Harden in the playoffs and CP3, you know, in the playoffs, but you have to give them credit. You haven't seen them play together in the playoffs. Just because they have bad track records in the playoffs on their own, we need to see how they develop together. And so far, I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Right,
well, you know, obviously the ladies always come with this, you know, this beard action and different things. I'm really looking at it from a standpoint. To be the champ, you got to beat the champ. Right now, I can't see Golden State being overtaken by the Beard himself and CP3 and Houston Rockets, because when I look at the big three, you have Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and you have, of course, Klay Thompson. On the Houston Rockets side, I see CP3, the Beard himself, and James Harden, and Eric Gordon. Now, when I look at a seven-game series, can that big three overtake the other big three? And I just can't see it right now. I just don't see it. I'm not saying it can't happen, but right now, Dogtown senses tell me.
Believe in the Beard, Jerome.
They have too much. They have too much going on, Vic. They got too much, Veronica. I just don't see it. So I got to stick with Golden State. And you know what? And Smart Ass, she did come up with a point about P.J. Tucker, right? And I'm saying to myself, who would you take, P.J. Tucker or Draymond Green? The pendulum is leaning a slight, and P.J. Tucker's my man. Love P.J. Tucker. He was a Raptor. Love him. But I have to give a tipping edge to Draymond because of his ball handling. But there again, I'm right there. So that's the Dogtown take.
All right. Now, Drew, your thoughts on that topic, and then we'll go to the Eastern Conference, specifically the Milwaukee Bucks, and since you're Captain Canada, the Raptors.
Well, I mean, Jay makes some great points. You know, you really do have to say They have to be dethroned, first of all. And both teams actually have to make it to that Western Conference championship. Most likely that they will do that. But, you know, for me, my pick, and I stand by it, is Houston taking on the Raptors in the championship. People may think I'm crazy, but we'll see what happens. I love what the Beard's doing. I mean, he's pretty much unstoppable right now. He looks to be right now the shoe-in for the MVP, but still a little bit of basketball to go. We'll see what happens. I mean, Curry, he's been playing stellar. LeBron's been playing crazy this season. You know, what are you going to say about Giannis, although his team's not doing all that great, but he's going to be in the conversation as well. And Durant and the usual suspects, Westbrook and all the rest of the top-level players. But I think Houston's going to do it, man. I just look at the way they played Golden State this year, played them well, and so I look for them to kind of, you know, turn the tide and shake things up in the NBA, especially playoff time.
You mentioned Giannis, okay? Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks, have they been a big flop, and can Giannis take them to the promised land? We'll start off with Veronica.
Can they take them to the promised land? That's a great question. I don't think this year. I think they still have quite a bit of learning to do. And I think that as well as they're doing and as well as Giannis is doing for such a young team and even Eric Bledsoe, they're doing fantastic. But I don't think they can make it there just yet. I think the Raptors are next in line. So definitely not before the Raps. But, yeah, I think we can get there, just not this year, not even next year. We got a little bit of more learning to do.
All right, Smart Ash, what do you think?
No. Simple answer, no. You got to get through LeBron James, the king of the NBA. I don't think that's going to happen. They are young. They just have a new coach now, so they have to, you know, start implementing that into play. And I just don't think they have a strong bench. That's another thing, too, is that if you want to win games, you need to be able to have your bench step up when your starters need maybe a little bit of a rest. And I just don't see that. But Giannis has been doing incredible things this season. Obviously, he's been at the talk of the MVP conversation, more so at the beginning of the season. You know, people kind of like to jump the gun on that. But the Celtics, I'm loving the way the Celtics are looking. They are gelling. They have Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. I'm feeling really confident in them, what Brad Stevens has been able to do over there. But the Bucks, no, I don't even have them in my conversation of being a team that can really contend for the Eastern Conference championship, nor will I think they're even maybe going to get past the first round.
Okay, so I'm going to ask JYD this question. You're a former Toronto Raptor. You got Captain Canada, myself, and Veronica based out of Toronto. So the Raptors are racking up all the wins. Does anybody in the NBA care? And is it about time? What will make the NBA care? Will the Raptors get to the final, or will the referees prevent them? Your thoughts, JYD?
Huh. Well, I think they don't get the respect they deserve. I mean, look at Ashley. I mean, she, you know, Smart Ash comes out with the comment after Milwaukee, straight to Boston, just overlooks the Raptors like they are just chopped leather. They don't respect what DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry have been doing. Respect, you know, the fact that we got Serge Ibaka. They don't respect us. They still do not respect us. And just for that matter, I'm going to get on both of them, because if you're just going to call out Giannis and be able to say Giannis, well, daggone it, say his last name, Antetokounmpo, because I'm not even going to say either one of those names. You know what he is? He's the Greek freak. That's what I'm calling him. That's what he is. He's the Greek freak, and I'll express him and express myself to him in that manner. Now, let's move forward to your question, Joe. When we talk about the Raptors, they are definitely not getting the respect. They're half a game above Boston, been doing it in the East, beating everybody they need to beat, including Cleveland, and they're still not getting any love. I can't wait for everybody to be sitting back when the Raptors make the finals and people saying to themselves, we didn't see this coming. We thought they were going to fold like in years past. We thought that they didn't have what it takes to be champions. So I'm going to put it on record today. DeMar DeRozan is coming for those checks. He's going to be in the locker rooms, and he's going to be doing it come June in the finals versus one of these teams, either the Bears or Golden State, if Russell Westbrook, PG-13, and Carmelo Anthony don't crash the party first. You heard it here first.
All right, JYD.
And play it back.
Jerome Williams says the Raptors will make the final, and DeMar DeRozan will be doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. Smart Ash. Now, I know you're based out of the States. JYD was playing for the Raptors, so he's a little bit favoritism, shows favoritism to the Raptors. You got three Canadians here. You think the Raptors can make the finals this season?
I'm sorry, but terrible take. I respect it, but absolutely not. I don't trust them. I do not trust them at all. They obviously made a lot of moves in the offseason. Got a lot of young guys coming off the bench. But, yeah, they got DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, of course. They definitely need to get the respect that they deserve. Solid players, all-star players at that. So, for me, I haven't seen them produce in the playoffs or get past LeBron James in the Eastern Conference. So, I would rather take the safer take and bite my words later on, bite my tongue later on and be like, all right, you guys were right. But until I see it with my own two eyes, there is absolutely no freaking way that they are getting past the Celtics or the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't care if they have the best record in the NBA. There is no chance for it at all. I haven't seen it done before, so, you know, I have to go with my gut. And my gut is saying either the Cavs or the Celtics are coming out of the East.
Anybody want to rebuttal what Smart Ass says?
I feel it's personal between Ashley and the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, it's not personal. I just take what I see. That's what I've seen. It's a tradition. It's not tradition, but it's a habit.
That's fair.
And then over and over and over again, it's a trend.
And I agree with Ashley there. I've always said the Raptors need to be a little more consistent. Yes, they're a great team. Yes, they show they can. They have the best bench in the league. Yes, they can win games. But again, like Ashley said, when it comes down to when they need to win, I mean, it's like you throw your hands up in the air. It's like, oh, maybe next year. I mean, like last night, I'm not sure if you guys watched the game against Orlando. Orlando, I believe, is 14th, and we're first. I'm not saying Orlando's a bad team. I'm just saying, why was the game that close? So I think we've got a few kinks that we need to work out. So, I mean, maybe next year Toronto, but I got to agree with Ashley in that.
I'm just going to add, like I said, I think Toronto has what it takes. I think a lot of people aren't seeing beyond Kyle and DeMar. You got to look at guys like Siakam, Poeltl, and Van Vliet, who actually finished that game with Kyle and DeMar and pulled it away from the Orlando Magic. And, you know, any game in the NBA, guys, is a challenge. You can't look at a team's record and say, you know, they're in this position, you're in this position. If you don't come to play and if you don't play to the proper principles, you can lose. And the Raptors were close.
But that's what I'm saying, Drew. That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, they still have to, I think, bring it to the toughness, the mental attitude to know they're going to be that team. I think they're still a little bit away from that, but, hey, first in the East is nothing to sneeze at. And like I said, the three young bucks last night, in Wednesday night, 39 points, 17 rebounds, 12 assists, and only three turnovers. I don't think the NBA is ready for the bench mob of the Raptors.
Now, you know what, JYD, you know what will get the Raptors over the top? The unretirement of the junkyard dog, Jerome Williams. You want to make an announcement here?
Hey, listen up. The dog pound is not ready. First of all, Grandma Husky, if she had to come to the game and root for the dog pound like she did back in the 90s, you know, we might have to get a defibrillator. But other than that, they, you know, the Young Bucks wouldn't be ready for that type of assault on Jurassic Park, because we know they wouldn't be able to fit the dog pound in Jurassic Park. You know,
right.
It's meant for just some wild, crazy Raptor fans during that time in the playoffs. But they didn't understand that actually expanded throughout three parking lots when I was playing. So without a jumbotron, a stage, and people handing out popcorn and drinks. So we're not ready for that coming out of retirement. But I do say this. It just goes back to there is not a belief level in these Raptors. You know, when you have locals such as Veronica not singing the praises, you know, and bringing up victories against Orlando Magic like they don't mean anything because we didn't blow them out of the water. That's what I'm talking about. See, in my day, the Raptors, we were just expected to win. They were expecting to see excitement. They were expecting playoff magic. Right now, you're not expecting nothing but a loss. That's where the problem is. Locals need to get off their butt and start saying, this is our team. We're going to do this. This is going to make it happen. Forget Smart Ash and the Boston Celtics.
But Baxter.
And those new cats that he has. Yeah. It might be a fact from last year or the year before that or the year before that. But it's the dawn of a new day. Casey's got a new contract extension. Masai Ujiri, he's in there. He's not going nowhere. And I just got off the phone with Mr. Tannenbaum, and the money checks keep flowing. So what I'm saying is this. Tune in come June and see if the Raptors aren't where I say they're going to be.
But by the way, did Tannenbaum say he's going to give us a check or what? Tannenbaum's got to deliver the checks, especially for Captain Canada. Now, Jerome, we'll start off with you. Have you trust the process in Philadelphia, and are they one person away, let's say a number 23 or a number 6, from completing the process? What I'm talking about, there were rumors that the All-Star break, LeBron James, yes, King James, scouted private schools, and, you know, he's not going back to school. He's checking out schools for his kids. They're private schools in Philadelphia. So what do you think? Is this a whole bunch of malarkey, or do you think Philadelphia does have a shot with LeBron James?
Woo! Well, man, listen, I've seen crazier things happen in the NBA. Obviously, Ben Simmons is my young pup that I taught at top 100 camp of the NBA. And with the process itself, Joel Embiid, you know, they have a shooter in J.J. Redick. So this could be very attractive to King James, and I see why. Their team was an uptick. They got some young center in there who has the makings of a young Hakeem Olajuwon. Very, very extremely skilled young man. And I think that they do have some pieces that make it intriguing. If he can influence, which I know LeBron can, one or two other, you know, not have to be max-type veterans, but very capable veterans, as well as their young nucleus. A lot is not said about that young point guard out there that backs up Ben Simmons. Now, I'm not going to even mention his name. I want to see if any of our other co-hosts, you know, are up to speed. But
DJ McConnell?
He's got game. He played.
DJ there McConnell.
Go. There
yes.
You go. That's what
he's
I'm
hating on my boy.
That came from Captain Canada. So
of course.
We're going to give him a shout out. But DJ McConnell, man, listen, this guy right here, he's the one that has my attention. He plays tough defense. He almost averages a double-double in assists. And he's coming off the bench. This is good work. This is the means to an end. And that's where I see LeBron saying to himself, you know what? It might be a change of zip code because guess what? Ownership in Cleveland are balking at a no-trade clause with LeBron James. So, yeah, I'd be checking in the Philadelphia schools, too, for my kids because it seems like every other franchise is giving their franchise player a no-trade clause. I mean, Carmelo Anthony got it. And he hadn't brought not one championship to New York. Sorry, Carmelo, that's my boy. But that's the truth. Those are the facts. So at the end of the day, I don't blame him. King James, you might see him in Philly.
Okay, so I'm going to go around the table. Again, start off with you, JYD. Where do you think LeBron James ends up? Let's say today is March 1st. Let's say October 1st. Where do you think LeBron James ends up?
Now, Joe, right now, just based on my last comment, I'm going to go Philadelphia.
All right. Smart Ash?
Where he ends up?
Yep.
I mean, the media is saying Philadelphia, you know, and then a couple of months ago they were saying the Lakers, or they were saying OKC, or they were saying Houston Rockets. To be honest with you, I have no idea. I'm not even going to sit here and speculate on all these different things I'm hearing. You know, I was hearing LeBron's visiting all these schools, and then he's denying those allegations, and he's denying this and denying that. Where would I like to see him? Yeah, he would look great with the 76ers. I think they need that leadership from him, someone who's been there, done that, someone who has championships under his belt and several MVPs under his belt. So I think that he's one of those guys that would definitely take that team to the next level. But will he go to the West? I don't know. I mean, he needs to stay in the East if they do want to try to level the playing field as much as possible. But 76ers would be a great pick for him to go to. But at the same time, Lakers, that would also maybe be a good area for him to go to. Young talent around there, they're up and coming. I see a lot of promise in those, as Jerome would say, young pups. So I don't know. Is he going to go West? Is he going to go East? I keep hearing all these things. I don't know. And LeBron, at the end of the day, he's going to try to create as many narratives as possible to get us all confused. So whatever he ends up doing, we all know it's going to be a smart move.
All right. On prior Ballin podcasts and shows, Captain Canada and Veronica have stated LeBron James may end up – started off, Captain Canada. We have exclusive details that will shock Ash and JYD. Go ahead, Captain Canada.
Details about who?
About LeBron James. Wake up.
I don't know. What do you mean, details? I don't know where he's going to end up. I mean, we've mentioned it on the show that possibly here in Toronto, but not specifically myself. I think Houston is a good bet, and I think Philly could be a good situation as well. They got some young parts there, and LeBron could come in and just kind of take them over the top, per se. But I'm not sure what kind of genie you think I have, Mr. Pacek.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead, Veronica. I'm not going to reveal my sources.
You don't got it. I'm sticking with Toronto. I'm the one who said it in the past podcast. And I truly believe Toronto would be a nice fit for him. I think he would mesh well with the players here. Again, bring that bet in. So sticking with Toronto until I hear otherwise.
You're listening to an all-star edition of Ballin' here on BarnBruner.ca, also on the Championship Basketball Network with Captain Canada, Drew Ebanks of OnPointBasketball.com, also Veronica Harris, OnPointBasketball.com, and Ballers of PO, and former player, former Toronto Raptor, Jerome Junkyard Dog Williams, and Ashley Neville, Smart Ash. And remember, check out Championship Basketball Network. It will launch on March 15th. And it's certainly going to be a championship website. Now, there's a lot of talk. We'll first start off with you, JYD, because you're a former player. There's a lot of talk nowadays about tanking. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, has stated he will fine heavily any team that tanks. But how do you know if the team is tanking? JYD, what are your thoughts on this?
Hey, well, when you got guys like owners, such as Mark Cuban, that's saying, hey, it might be best to go ahead and lose some games. That's a good way to find out whether or not a team is tanking or not. You know, obviously, you look at the starters, and when their minutes go down and you see young players playing who have inexperience, well, that's another clear sign that a team is looking for the tank bucket or the toilet bowl, trying to get some draft picks. And then not to mention, look at the draft. Look at these players that are coming out. You got Bagley of Duke. You got, you know, Trae Young of Oklahoma. I mean, and a name they're not really mentioning right now that probably should be above both of those, guy by the name of Jalen Brunson, who's Villanova, player of the year, who's really got the goods and the resume to really overthrow all those players in terms of his depth of knowledge of the game, his experience, his championship pedigree, let's just say per se. I just think that's where it comes down to, and that's what the commissioner is really looking at, the tank job, the toilet bowl.
Smart Ash?
I just got really excited when he said Jalen Brunson because that's my National Player of the Year, and I watched Villanova so closely because he went to my high school. So I'm a big fan, and I love what he brings to the table. But in terms of tanking, I think we need to protect the integrity of this league, and by doing so, we need to have all of the teams trying to compete as much as possible. You know, we know the Suns are trying to tank, right, obviously. They're losing games, but Devin Booker is still putting up crazy numbers. I mean, 40-point games. We've seen 70-point games. This dude's still coming out there and balling. Josh Jackson, same thing. He had a little argument, I think, with the assistant coach, and he was suspended by the team for a couple games. And since then, something clicked. Something, whatever they said to him, you know, you need to get yourself together. You need to get out on the court and, you know, do what you're getting paid for. And since then, he's been balling out, too. So some of these teams, they are competing. The Dallas Mavericks last night, overtime game against OKC. Dennis Smith, extremely unhappy after he missed that shot. So there are teams who are trying to compete. They just don't have the pieces to do so. But to purposely tank, I think it's kind of difficult to tell. I mean, sometimes we're seeing some of these teams that are competing, but they might have in the back of their mind, all right, we're tanking. So a team like the Mavericks, you know, he obviously came out and said it, but a lot of these teams, it's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell that they might just not have the talent to do so.
All right, Veronica?
So Adam Silver said to ask teams to stop tanking it, or at least stop making it so obvious. I totally agree. You guys are right. We don't know who's tanking. Aside from Mark Cuban, to the best of my knowledge, no one else has come out and said, we're going to tank this. We aren't doing so well. Let's just give up, right? So no one has said that. So you're right. We can't speculate. We can't say, oh, they're tanking. Phoenix is tanking. Orlando, you know what I mean? We can't. But what we can, I think, like Ashley said, is we can't lose the integrity of the game. Like, people are playing this game, yes, because of the money, but I think first and foremost, because they love the game. Thousands of people are in your arena because they love watching you play the game. And so I think it's a very, very silly, for lack of better words, even a business move to tank a game on purpose. It's not smart. It's not fair. And it's actually embarrassing. I'm embarrassed, Mark Cuban, to be honest. As for the $600,000, it's nothing to him. But I understand what Adam Silver is trying to do, trying to stick maybe a little bit of fear in some people, and also saying, listen, you guys are entertainers as well as players. Let's give the fans what they want, and if you really love doing this, then let's play hard every night.
Smart Ash, you're a millionaire. $600,000, she acts like it's nothing. Is $600,000 a lot for you?
For a fine?
Yeah, like, you're a millionaire. Like,
yes,
Smart
yes.
Ash, you're a millionaire. Is that a lot?
And I think about this. Money is money. I don't want to get fined. Like, who wants to give up $600,000? Like, I don't care if you're a billionaire. And I feel like the more money you have, like, for me, at least I know, like, I'm going to be more cheap, to be honest with you. Like, the more money I got, like, no, I'm not going to want to be spending that. Like, I'm what? For talking? Like, think about that. Come on, like. $600,000, that's a little bit hefty of a fine, and I don't care how much money I have. I don't want to be giving up any. I don't want to be giving up a dime of my money. Hell no, it's way too much. Way too much.
All right, Captain Canada, you close out this topic. What do you think?
Well, it's never good to tank. Obviously, you want the integrity of the game, and that's what Commissioner Silver wants to maintain at a very high level. You don't want you know, basketball to turn into other, you know, entities where it's not quite, you know, you're not getting the actual product, that, you know, you're getting something else, a masking of the product. So I think it's a good thing. You got to kind of serve people on notice, especially after Cuban and those crazy comments. I mean, even if you're thinking of tanking, even if you're the Philadelphia 76ers who tanked for about the past 12 years, you still don't come out and say it, that you're going to tank, or, guys, let's lose some games. Maybe a wink, wink, nod, nod, if that's what you got to do, but you don't come out and say it. So, no, it's a good thing that Silver's speaking up. Cannot jeopardize. jeopardize the integrity of the league. There's billions and billions of dollars involved. The NBA is growing as a worldwide venture. Basketball is growing as a sport. So, you know, keep that out of the lingo and just play basketball. Play the hardest you can. Play like JYD when you get on the court. You're playing hard all the time. It's the dog pound, baby.
Captain Canada's fired up. Captain Canada's fired up.
I've
never hear Captain Canada like this. Captain Canada.
I'm always fired up when I'm on with JYD. Always.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's get to another NCAA scandals, okay? Scandals. What are your thoughts on this NCAA scandal, Drew? Come on, Captain Canada. Let's talk about the scandals. Like, is this the first time we hear about this, or has this been going on for like 25, 30 years?
Well, I mean, it's only coming out now that people are kind of seeing the light. But a guy like Ed O'Bannon was talking about this for a long time, you know, lawsuits in the mix, and just basically saying that the NCAA is using his likeness. The NCAA is, you know, making billions off of these players, and yet they're getting scholarships, which many of them probably would not be able to attend the certain colleges or universities, especially the big-time ones that are about $50K a year. But they're still not getting their appropriate share of the pie. And when you have that imbalance, when you have an entity making millions and billions and hundreds of millions of dollars off of, you know, the people that are below, then something is going to happen. Something's got to give. And that's what's been happening. Guys have been getting paid under the table. The families have been getting paid under the table. Come on, we hear it all the time. I cover, you know, basketball from the grassroots right on up, and you see that, you know, certain players are going to certain schools, certain other, you know, AU programs. Their athletes are going to certain schools, and so this is what happened. And so, you know, there has to be a system. People are calling for paying the players and also calling for possibly having agents being able to represent the players and also endorsement deals for players in college. This could be coming, and guess what? The guy who's seen it all, I think, and it's crazy to give him credit because he's so loud and always in everybody's face, LaVar Ball, this guy right now, he's probably setting the trend for the future.
All right, Smart Ash, what do you think of this?
Ooh, where do I begin? I have a very personal tie to all of this because I am an Arizona grad, and I covered Sean Miller for my entire time at the University of Arizona basketball team, and, you know, we all know what goes down, but this whole thing, using my school as the scapegoat of something that's been going on for years, using a team that doesn't produce the type of caliber athletes like the Dukes and the Kentuckys of the world, you're going to use my school? Oh, no, not on my watch, you're not going to do that. So everything I said about him was completely accurate. I put a video together, got tons of views. Basically, ESPN's report is a bunch of BS, and they don't have any proof of what really went down behind the scenes, because a lot of times, like you said, it's not the coaches that are getting involved, it's agents. It's also another element that I want to bring into this is the element of Nike, Under Armour, and all these basketball teams who are sponsoring these players before they even get to an NCAA program. They're sponsoring them at AAU. And where do you think they're getting all the gear, all the shoes, all the clothes, all the food, all that other stuff? There are a lot of elements going into play. And the NCAA basically launched this whole FBI investigation themselves because they didn't have a hold on their program. And now look what it did. It did nothing but backfire on them, making them look even more stupid. So there's a lot of things going on right now, and they don't even have a hold of it. And so now Sean Miller came out, said he's innocent, and that he's disgusted by all these allegations, and then he's going to remain the coach of Arizona. And that was the right move for him to do because they really have no proof. But to me, it's going to be interesting to see what goes down and if ESPN issues an apology, if the FBI starts to launch an even bigger investigation into all of this. But if Sean Miller was guilty, he would have said he was guilty. And if there was enough evidence against him pointing to him being guilty, he would have been terminated. So I'm to this point now where they need to figure it out. They need to figure it out, and they need to stop taking advantage of these young athletes and stop putting blame on the wrong people. Because NCAA needs to take a long look in the mirror because they're the problem.
All right,
JYD,
your thoughts.
You tell him, Ash.
Don't even have to. I'm just saying, amen. I'm like the person in the choir holding up their hand, saying, amen, sister, keep preaching. Preach on. Do it. Talk to him. Let him know the truth. She said it. I don't have to repeat it. That's how it's going down. JYD.
All right, so as we close this outstanding edition of Ballin, I'll get the Captain Canada and Canadian athletes in basketball in just a second. But, JYD, tell everybody about your website and how to reach you on social media.
Oh, awesome. You can check us out at CBN_bball on all the social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as look us up March 15th. ChampionsBasketballNetwork.com. You're going to see On Point Basketball collaborations, Barn Burner collaborations, Ballin' Podcast, and others. And you'll see features from Smart Ash herself right there on Champions Basketball Network. So I look forward to all the dog pound checking us out.
And don't forget, that's March 15th. Check it out. Smart Ash, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you social media-wise.
Just at Ashley Neville on Instagram, on Facebook, Twitter. I don't really reveal my Snapchat. That's sort of a personal people who know me get my Snapchat. But, yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Ashley Neville. And then you guys can even go to my website. I'm going to be redoing some of it next week, meeting with my web girl. We're going to go over some things, but it's ashleyneville.com.
Check her out, Ashley Neville. All right, Veronica Harris, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
All right, guys, you guys can hit me up through Instagram and Twitter at v.ron006, along with Ballers of TO, and you guys can catch me every Raptors postgame writing some articles for you or on barnburner.ca.
And she's also on Barnburner Live on Facebook every Wednesday. Check her out. That's Veronica Harris. Now, last but not least, Captain Canada, Drew Ebanks of onpointbasketball.com. As I mentioned before, you give out your social media addresses and all that. Tell everybody, get them caught up in Canadian basketball. Go ahead, Drew.
Well, a lot of things happening in Canadian basketball, as usual. You know, some great things going on. Just wanted to say some on-point performers from the Canadian side. Pickering native Shada Pellington of the Oklahoma Sooners, named the Big 12 Freshman of the Year. Pickering, Ontario native, yeah. She's getting it done. She's look out for her. I mean, I think she has a bright future. I see her in the WNBA at some point in the near future as well. And I'll tell you, we have some amazing young ladies coming up. You know, Cheyenne Day Wilson, of course. Kia Nurse is graduating from UConn this year, one of the greatest players in their history, and she's going to be in the WNBA pretty soon. I just want to shout out to North Pole Hoops. The MPA National Championships are going on in Toronto, in Brampton, that is Sheridan College, and also the Canadian College Championships are going on as well, the OCAAs. CJ Nofuente, she's a Canadian college player that could actually have a shot at the WNBA as well. She's one of the best Canadian ladies basketball players coming out of this country. And last but not least, for the on-point performers, Nikhil Alexander Walker, watch out for him. Virginia Tech, the big win was 64-63 over Duke. Nah, as he's better known as, dropped 17 points in that one. He's a big-time player as well. So Canadian basketball is rising. And, yeah, you guys can find me at onpointbasketball.com, onpointbasketball on Instagram, and at Drew Ebanks on Twitter. Thanks a lot. Don't forget, we got the On Point, the show coming on. And hopefully we can get JYD at some point to come on the show this spring or summer and talk hoops and talk his career and everything. We're going to keep that going, the show. And remember to subscribe to us. We need to get 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. Look for On Point Basketball.
All right. And JYD, Jerome Williams, any closing thoughts?
Absolutely. You'll find me on that On Point coming up this summer. Captain Canada, he's always got it locked down, so the dog pound's rolling.
All right, this is Joseph Pasek of Barn Burner, barnburner.ca at the Barn Burns, and this has been another outstanding edition of Ballin'. Keep ballin', everybody. JYD, close us out.
See you next time.
next week.